Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Pumped up, you know? Like, you want to feel it. But there's so much going on that's just swirling in a negative way. Good God. Good morning to you. Hey, yeah, this segment on WIP presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much other than our squad to...
To what, Joe?
God, Ree, I'm trying not to get fired right now. I got all sorts of F-words flying
through
my head.
Dude, in the cast here and I had in the open, same right. Thing. I was like, multiple times I centered myself.
This segment right now presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL and CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started. Well, the Phillies will get started with Trey Turner batting tonight, but then when it's their turn to pitch, they'll get started with Aaron Nola as the guy with the ball. Rob Thompson talked about it 2 days ago when he made the decision, the announcement of the decision. But he talked more extensively about it yesterday. Let's listen to Topper. Yesterday, it was a press conference in Los Angeles as the Phillies, of course, were preparing for Game 3. Here's Rob Thompson on the decision to go with Aaron Nola.
Can you go into a little more further explanation maybe why you guys wanted Nola to start Game 3 over Ranger?
Well, he's more comfortable with starting, one. You're going to see Ranger tomorrow. I would be shocked if you don't see Ranger tomorrow. So he's more comfortable starting. The numbers on their lefties are very similar, Ranger versus Nola. So just, and, you know, the trust factor that I have trust in both of them, don't get me wrong, but Nola's pitched some really big games for us in the last couple of years.
Is this maybe your way of dealing with some of the issues you guys have had in the sixth and seventh inning? Is that you start with a starter and then maybe your second starter can bridge it maybe better, hypothetically?
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. I'd regret having either one of those guys not pitch in this series.
There is so much about that answer I can't stand. I mean, the not necessarily drives me nuts, because here's one thing I'll just address with that. Let's just say, best case scenario, Nola pitches well. And let's just say he pitches, and I'll just make up a number, 3 innings. Like, if he goes 3 innings, it's not inconceivable. They hand the ball to Ranger, and then he goes 6 innings, and goodbye, everybody. Go home, and we'll see you tomorrow night. We'll play again. Like, you don't need the Stroms and the Kirk Greens and the Robertsons. You might not even need the Duran, who could pitch tomorrow night. Like, ideally, you don't use Duran. Honestly, ideally, you don't. So I would hope that the choice of Nola is predicated on, yeah, I don't have to use relievers. Like, after I get through my Nola phase, I give it to Ranger. He does what a starting pitcher can do at this time of the year, lengthen out, give me 6 or 7 innings. Goodbye, everybody. We just won a game. For him to say not necessarily, it's like, well, what in the hell is the reason?
What's the point?
What
is
the point?
It doesn't feel like he has a plan with it. It feels like it's like, I'm supposed to pitch Aaron Nola in this game, and that's what I'm going to do.
You know why, James?
And I'm not thinking about the next thing. I'm not thinking about the next, you know?
You know why? He's comfortable starting, and I trust him.
Yeah.
You know who doesn't trust him?
Me. Me too.
And I love him. I don't trust him.
Not this year.
Not this year.
The crazy part of that whole quote that drove me nuts every time I listen to it is, I'd be shocked if Ranger... You'd be the one deciding that, Rob. Right. So why would you be shocked?
So it's just hard to, like, lean in with excitement and, like, hey, let's kind of get into this Game 3 thing when you know it's an elimination game and they're walking into it. It's horrible. Let's get some more on this topic because Rob Thompson talked more about it.
Going back to Ranger and Nola, I mean, Ranger had a pretty good year overall as a starter, went deep in the game. Nola did not. He's got the bad first inning numbers. Do you look at that as a risk at all? I understand, like, having faith in Nola, but
yeah.
You get behind early and maybe Ranger coming in doesn't matter.
Well, you know, Nola's last start, actually his last couple of starts, his last start was phenomenal. That's the Nola we've seen. So I'm banking on that we're going to get that.
So against
the Twins, yeah.
It's I hate
like
the
a lineup of minor leaguers.
But here's the thing I hate about that answer. I'm banking on it. Like, he is giving you a factually correct thing. Now, Nola pitched very well. You know, it doesn't feel desperate. It feels misguided.
Yeah, it feels foolish. Why would you bank on that?
Why would you bank on it?
The mass of the season was horrible. Like, you're banking on one or two starts.
Like, think of it this way, guys. Here's the most basic way I can put it. I feel pretty confident Ranger Suarez been healthy, and obviously he's now healthy enough to pitch. Otherwise, he wouldn't pitch at all in any portion of the game. Okay? I think Ranger Suarez is like one of the top 10 pitchers in the National League. I believe that.
Not to mention, has a history of being great in the playoffs and is a heartbeats low guy.
How about this, James?
Everything for Ranger makes sense.
How about this? He's got a better playoff history than Nola.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
Better.
He's there in every way.
I really. All right, let's go to the phones.
He's going down with the ship. His way.
It's astounding. I mean, I just fear. And look, it might work out. It's not impossible, it could work out. By the time Nola leaves the game, maybe the Phillies will be up 2-0. Possible. But it just feels so dumb.
You know what else could happen?
Like how they were up 3-0 in game one and they still didn't use.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Ranger.
They still didn't use.
I mean, that just gives me no faith that we'll see him again tonight.
Well,
or not again. We haven't seen him at all.
And Devin, when I think Rob Thompson knew he wasn't going to start Ranger and perhaps even need him for like the full 7 or 8 innings in a start. Mm-hmm. So why the hell wasn't he used earlier in the series?
It is mind blowing to me, Joe.
It is.
I don't understand it because Rob Thompson made a point before both games 1 and 2 to not just say Ranger's available in an emergency, to say Ranger's ready to go.
Yeah.
Like, we are going to use him.
Yeah.
And he didn't even warm up.
All right, let's get to Dan in Philadelphia. I want to get a lot of calls in here. Dan, good morning, buddy. Oh, sorry. The phone just dropped off. Let's go to, let's get to Ryan calling from Hatboro. Ryan, good morning.
Hey, Joe, what's going on? How are you?
I'm just frustrated, man.
Yeah, but I got to be honest with you. I get this whole thing about Topper and these bad decisions, but let me give you these stats.
Yep.
2023 game 6. Bryce Harper's batting 192, 3 RBIs. Trey Turner, 133, 1 RBI. Kyle Schwarber, 107. That's why we're losing.
Yeah. That's a huge part
losing.
Of it.
We're not losing because of Rupp Thompson. And that's the thing. You can say, all right, here's the other thing. You know why we're losing? We're losing because of Dave Dombrowski. Because he knew that this was a critical offseason, and the moves that he decided to make were Joe Ross, bum, right? Romano, a reclamation project, and Gabe Kepler, a reclamation project. And because they're scared of the clock, they didn't bring somebody up like Justin Crawford, who would have been great.
They didn't think, Ryan, they didn't think he was ready. Look, I'm with you on a lot of what you said. I think other than the Dombrowski thing, he rectified a lot of that with the Bader and Duran acquisitions. I think he's fielding a heck of a team. He acquired Lizardo, who gave him a tremendous postseason start. I think your first 2 points are on point. But here's what I'd say. Instead of like pivoting away from Rob Thompson and saying, you know, that it's Turner, Schwarber, and Harper, I'd say it's both. Like, both things can be true at the same time. I believe they are losing because of Turner, Schwarber, and Harper. I believe they are losing because of Rob Thompson, and I believe they are losing because of Strom and Kerkren. All of what can be true at the same time.
And here's the other thing. Why does Bryce Harper, and I love Bryce Harper, but why do you guys give Bryce Harper more Joe? I hear you constantly rip Jalen Hurts on the air. Why does Bryce Harper get a pass in this city?
This is a reevaluation moment, right?
No, hold on. When Go ahead. Team moments, this is the other thing. On this radio station after a regular season game, all I hear is Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts, Jalen Hurts. Well, guess what? When the lights shine, Jalen Hurts shines.
I agree with you, Ryan. I agree with you.
Yes, you're right.
What has Kyle Schwarber done? What has anybody else done that gets a pass in this city? Imagine just for once if Kyle Schwarber, Bryce Harper or Trey Turner had the heart and drive to want to win as Jalen Hurts, we'd have multiple World Series.
All right, Ryan, I appreciate the call, man.
Ryan is not wrong.
I totally agree with Ryan. The heart and drive of the M part I don't agree with, but because we don't know
here's
that.
Here's the part.
He's
right about Jalen, but here's the part he is wrong. He's shortchanging what Bryce has done in the postseason before, but he's coming up really lame right now. And I'll call it like I say it. I'm telling you, he's coming up really lame.
And Jalen's never complained.
Jalen has,
I guess.
Of course he has, but not in a Super Bowl. So, you know, there's no question about that. All right, phone calls and all of it. We're going to talk to Sheil Kapadia. He loves the Phils. He's really aggravated, like we all are. Sheil and the Birds, phone calls as well, all of it together today on 94WIP. All right, let me tell you about tequila. Let me tell you about Gran Coromino tequila. That's Kevin Hart's Gran Coromino tequila, official luxury tequila of the Philadelphia Eagles, because hard work tastes different. Gran Coromino is made with 100% blue agave and is available in Reposado, Cristalino, and Añejo. Upgrade your game day margarita for your tailgate or game watch party at your house with Gran Coromino. Find Gran Coromino at your local Fine Wine and Good Spirits or online at finewineandgoodspirits.com. That's finewineandgoodspirits.com. Gran Coromino tequila. Celebrate responsibly.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy, Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on What You Need to Know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.